just talked about the Senate hearing yesterday that got pretty fiery with RFK and the senators who were there. And now we have this discussion of what's going on in Florida and what's going on the West Coast. In Florida, the Surgeon General announced plans to end all vaccine mandates. Meanwhile, some states in the West are trying to form a public health alliance. A lot going on here. Let's ask Mark Fendrick, professor of Division of General Medicine, Department of Internal Medicine, a professor at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Mark.
Great to be back, Jamie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm a little concerned about some of these things. Where would you like to start?
Well, I certainly was, like you, tuned in on the Senate Finance Committee hearing yesterday, and I think for those of us who have kind of begging our patients to get appropriately vaccinated for three decades, this is a very challenging time.
So let's start in Florida then. They're saying we're going to end all vaccine mandates. Does that pertain to school or everyone in the state?
Yeah, I think they're still working it out, but I think, you know, as a public health professor and practitioner, there are some things, mandates that we require on people that not everyone agrees with. That could be seatbelt use. That could be not smoking in restaurants. And because infectious diseases have impact on things beyond the person who gets them, in other words, you can infect someone else, this is why these mandates have been in place to protect kids in schools, even from people who may not have wanted to get their vaccines.
Why is Florida shifting so much from other states in the country, and including these three that are forming this vaccine union, if you will, the California, the Oregon, and Washington?
Yeah, I think there always has to be, Chris, an organization or states at the tip of the spear. There is a lot of momentum, although I think it's a very loud minority of people who are pushing back on mandates in general, and specifically this anti-vaccination approach. It's somewhat disconcerting, and you're hearing lots of news from lots of parents across the state who are concerned that their kids might now be exposed to largely preventable infectious diseases that, although it's very rare, but in those rare cases lead to really devastating clinical outcomes.
So let's talk about now what's happening out on the West Coast. They're calling the West Coast Health Alliance. It was California, Oregon, and Washington, but now Hawaii has joined. So now it's four states. And what are they trying to do?
They're just trying to, like many of the things that are happening in the states that are trying to resist or disagree with federal programs, not only in the case of health, are banding together. I've always been personally a fan of states' rights, and I think many people in the administration are as well. So if we don't want to see federal requirements happening, we will see some states stepping up and follow their lead. And in the case of vaccination, in my opinion, following the science and making sure that people have very easy access to the vaccines if they want them.
Well, I'm sorry, Jamie. We're seeing two different kind of things play out here. We're seeing the political side and the science side of things play out. And as a result, we're seeing people, you know, kind of steadfast pillars in the CDC walk away, leave. How detrimental is that?
Yeah, you see, and again, sorry I didn't hear all your reporting on the hearing, but not only are you seeing people you'd expect from previous administrations and the opposing party, but there are several senior Republicans who are pushing back on the current anti-vaccination ideology that's being proposed. So, I don't know where this ultimately will take us. I think a lot of decisions regarding the CDC, Chris, are made from the administration perspective, not needing, you know, congressional approval. So there'll be a lot of eyes watching. Many of the people who resigned last week had been trying to burrow in and just follow the science and do their job. And I guess just reading the reporting on those resignations, that they finally had enough.
Yeah. Talk to us about availability of vaccines. That was a discussion a lot during this Senate hearing yesterday, that not only are you casting doubt on some of these vaccines, what if you're a person who wants to get them? In some places, you can't right now.
So I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is an area where I think there's still a lot of gray. So because of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, a number of vaccines recommended by the CDC's ACAP, if you're insured, not only do you have access to them, you get them at no cost. And in many situations, you could get them without a prescription. You just walk into a pharmacy who could administer them. This is where the confusion is arising. And I think the message, and appreciate your incredibly broad reach, that people understand that, especially if you're under 65, to contact your insurance provider to make sure that your coverage is the same as it's been. You have to pay nothing or you have to pay more. And then come the secondary issue of what supply is going to be like, because if clinical offices and pharmacies are not going to be able to administer vaccines and get reimbursed as they have in the past, they may start decreasing the amount of supply they have on hand, which could lead to a real mess, particularly as we head into influenza season and the rise of COVID infections, which would require a large number of people to get a new vaccine this fall.
The thing that's troubling to me is that you just, like, we can't trust anything anymore. It feels like the information that much of the American public are going to get is going to be convoluted. It's going to be contrary to what four other states on the West Coast think, or what Florida says, or what's coming out of the CDC. It's just going to be a mishmash of information that people don't know, aren't equipped to sift through and find real answers to.
Chris, I hope you're running for office.
I can promise you I'm not.
We'd like to see some consistency on things. You know, like many, amazed that there are certain issues that are very, very controversial in healthcare and elsewhere. But, you know, someone who's been out of medical school for getting on 40 years, and one of the cornerstones of our preventive services, which is actually, you know, preventing chronic diseases, has been one of the main formats of Make America Healthy Again, to have this anti-vaccination ideology being proposed in such a way is extraordinarily problematic. There are lots of things out there, Chris, why we call it the practice of medicine, that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But to go after things like vaccinations, which are deemed among, if not the top public health intervention of the past century, makes me worried as well. So I resemble your remark. I'm trying to follow this closely and hope that science and patient preferences prevail.
Just briefly, what's whooping cough? Because that has gone up in Florida since that mandate has gone away.
You know, whooping cough is just the colloquial term for pertussis, and it is a preventable condition with a vaccination. So you're going to start seeing, Jamie, increases in a lot of these preventable infectious diseases as people get vaccinated less. The most concerning, of course, was measles, which we, you know, basically had eradicated in this country until the largest resurgence of measles, I believe 300 cases nationwide with two child deaths this past year. Now, that maybe seemed as a low number to our Secretary of Health and Human Services, but this number should be effectively be zero. And this disease, and among other these preventable diseases, mm-hmm. should be as close to zero as possible.
Well, the discussion continues, and we always love having you. Mark Fendrick, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
You too. Let's lighten it up a bit with some stories that'll make you feel good going into the weekend at 8:35.